Welcome to the Star Zone. I'm Patty Spagnuolo. From resource fairs geared towards our students to arts and entertainment aimed to connect with our community, Lansing Community College hosts many events throughout the year, and the Star Zone gives you a rundown on what's on the way, where it's happening, and how you can get into the zone at LCC. Hello, today I'm joined by Graham Burke and Becca Soa. Graham Burke is the Systems and Operations Manager at the LCC Transfer Center and a proud LCC alumni and a transfer student. Graham is also a technology and barbecue enthusiast, so he's going to bring us some treats later. And Becca is the Career Services Manager with LCC's Career and Employment Services. Becca has worked at LCC for 15 years and is an LCC and MSU alum. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
All right. Today we are here to talk about an event, the Job Internship and Transfer Fair. Let's start out with what makes this event different.
Yeah, so I think for the students, there's both pieces upon exiting LCC, whether that's moving on to your four-year institution or entering the workforce, or a combination of both if a student's, you know, looking for an internship or any of those other opportunities. But it does kind of bring together the unique pieces of both being able to transfer and entering the workforce all in one space on campus.
Right. One thing I noticed that a lot of students give feedback on is maybe they would originally intend to come to this event to look for a job or an internship, and then they find out other opportunities about transfer that maybe they didn't consider. So one of the biggest pieces that I hear is students get answers to questions that maybe they didn't even think about, and that makes me happy as a transfer center and a transfer promoter to hear students be able to talk to multiple schools and multiple employers on the same day at the same event. Makes it a really unique event.
You know, I think I got ahead of myself here instead of having you maybe describe the event first. So it's all happening in Gannon on March 18th, 2 to 5.
Yes.
And it'll be the second floor and the first floor.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And so students, I'm assuming families or people who are interested in jobs even, and they don't have to be an LCC student to come.
Correct. Yeah, our event's open to the public. We do promote it as a community event. We obviously encourage our students to attend, but it's also open to anybody and everybody who's, you know, looking for some sort of employment.
And then the melding of the two is perfect because I'm assuming some people might go to an employer and then find out, well, when you get a four-year degree or when you get your two-year degree, then you're more, you know, you could be a supervisor with us or something. They're going to hear that. So then it's going to trigger like, oh, well, maybe I should go see what's going on at the academic side.
Absolutely. So one thing students also say a lot is this particular event is extra valuable because when they go to look to a specific employer, you hear the students say, hey, what majors typically are you hiring out of college for these positions? And maybe they're a business major, maybe they're a communications or a marketing major, and then they leave that day thinking of two or three other majors that they may not have been considering. So the job internship and transfer fair really works well together. And the transfer fair portion will be on the second floor, just past the Star Zone main hallway. And the job and internship portion will be on the first floor. You can park on any level of the Gannon ramp, but just keep that in mind when you park. Make your way to whichever level first that you prefer, and we'll be there and we'll be excited to see you.
Is registration required for this event?
It is not. It helps us speed up check-in, especially if you're not an LCC student, but you're welcome to just attend day of and we'll get you checked in and ready to go to the event.
Great. What businesses are attending and like how does that kind of help the business, the ones that are there?
Yeah, so we have, I think, 78 employers registered. We're at capacity. We actually have a wait list for the event. We have businesses from pretty much every industry. We have healthcare represented with U of M Health Sparrow. We have the insurance industries represented. So we have a little bit of everything, manufacturing. So we have jobs too that you don't necessarily have to have that degree to get in as the entry point. And then we have employers who are looking for those degree students, whether that be an associate's or bachelor's track. So it's good for everybody. And then for the employers, you know, it's one, a lot of brand recognition for students. There are a lot of great employers in the Lansing area that unfortunately, our students don't just necessarily know about, right? They aren't huge companies, so they don't have the brand recognition. So it's really great for them to be able to come to campus, meet students, and also I think to just get an idea of what our students are, the skills that they have, and it's really great to showcase what our students can offer in the workforce. So it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
great. You know, I did a podcast a few weeks ago with the people that were hosting Big STEAM. And that was one of the things I'm like, I think students don't always understand what degrees, what they can do job wise. So this might help them connect those dots a little bit, like, oh, I didn't realize that I'm a geology major. I could go work for this water sanitation place and, you know, whatever, take water samples and, mm-hmm. you know, figure out if there's lead or whatever. I just think that sometimes we don't connect those dots in the students, unless it's something really like big, you know, media wise, mm-hmm. then we don't think about, geez, my work day could look like this. Wouldn't that be awesome? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. I think for our students that are first, second semester students too, because they do get to talk to the employers and understand what are they looking for? What are those majors that could get them a position in that company? What skills they're looking for? So it is a really great career exploration and networking tool for those students that are early on, maybe not quite ready to enter the workforce, or, you know, that's just not where they're at right now. But it does allow them to explore different options and, you know, different career paths that are available here locally.
Should the students bring like a resume or what?
Yeah, we recommend bringing, you know, copies of your resume. But also it's kind of important to leave those, but it's also important to bring like a notebook to put business cards, take notes on who you talk to, because a lot of times they'll be, hey, you know, send me an email the next day or whatever. And if you don't have anything to capture that information with, it can be challenging. So it is great to bring resumes to hand out, but it's also important to bring, you know, we see a lot of students bringing like business cards with their contact information on it instead of a full-blown resume, because a lot of times it's a follow-up after, here's my resume attached to this email. But it's capturing, you know, those conversations that you had with the employers so that you know who to connect with on LinkedIn, who to send a follow-up email with, who asked you to apply online, so that you can follow up promptly and efficiently once the event is over.
Great. Okay, let's switch over to the transfer side of it. Sure. So what kind of schools? I mean, I don't expect you to name them all, but...
Typically, we focus on our top 20 transfer destinations. Now, sometimes some schools can't commit to the exact date or time, so it's typically our top 20. And I'll read through them real quick, but please visit our lcc.edu calendar page for the most up-to-date event attendees. But Albion, Elma, Kelvin, Central Michigan, Cleary, Davenport, Eastern, Ferris State, Grand Valley, Kettering, Michigan State, Northwood University, Oakland, Saginaw Valley, University of Detroit, Mercy, University of Michigan, University of Michigan, Flint, and Wayne State and Western Michigan will be there. And so there's the 20 schools that are scheduled to be there. But again, check that website for the most up-to-date list.
Great. And how does this help students in terms of increasing the likelihood of their success?
Sure. I think students that come to this event can benefit from a lot of things. One, just a reminder for all students, whether you're brand new or you're ready to transfer the next semester, this event can still benefit you. Don't think that, oh, I've got 3, 4, 5 more semesters. I don't even want to think about that. I understand that, but it can still help you to start thinking and start planning about those things that maybe you're not thinking about. So how does it raise the success chance? I think just getting used to talking to multiple schools and universities helps you develop as a student, because the more four-year representatives that you talk to, the more you'll learn how those universities can help you reach your goals. Every student has their own unique educational pathway and goals. And so as you talk to more people about those goals, you'll learn more about yourself. And I think that's a big piece that maybe most students don't realize. So the takeaway there is, no matter where you are on your educational journey, this can benefit you. And don't be afraid to stop by. Everyone there is very friendly. They're there to help you. And just keep an open mind.
And what do the four-year schools, like, how does this help them?
Sure, it's an opportunity for them to really showcase their strengths, what programs are growing, what programs they're focusing on. You'll hear different representatives talk about, oh, our health careers building just got renovated, or, you know, we're really looking forward to these new additions to programming and undergraduate studies. And so they benefit because it gives them a chance to talk directly to LCC students to make those connections. Because at the end of the day, they're here to recruit, but at the same time, it gives them an opportunity to showcase, you know, their strengths. And so the feedback we get from them typically is that they love hearing what the students are studying. And so they want to hear your major. They want to hear how that's going. They want to hear about what the students are trying to do. And it gives them an opportunity to really kind of have that conversation.
One of the things that I think is really important, and we kind of miss it now in this virtual world, but it's meeting people face to face.
Right. And a big piece too, these people that you're talking to, these are our Lansing area representatives. These are the people that could potentially help you throughout the whole process until you transfer. This is not just a person you'll talk to once and you won't deal with again. And so it's pretty important to foster that communication and that relationship with that person, because typically these people, after you meet them, after you kind of get going and you have an idea that maybe you do want to transfer to that specific institution, you can reach out, email that person, call that person, leave them a voicemail, and that's the same person that you had talked to already. So that's pretty important. I think some students don't treat that as a relationship. They treat it as a transaction, and I understand that. But these are the people that are the Lansing area representatives for these schools.
What do you tell a student who's not sure what they want to go into?
Such a good question. And LCC is a wonderful place to find that out. And so I usually say a handful of things. I say, first I ask them what classes they're in and what they're enjoying. And most of the time they say, oh, I'm doing my basics, you know, my math, my chemistry, my composition one, my English class. And that's great, because just taking those Michigan Transfer Agreement, those MTA classes, you're going to learn about a lot about yourself. And so don't be afraid to take that first semester or two. You don't have to have all the answers right away. So I tell the student, just take your time, find out what really interests you, and think about it, reflect on it. Maybe every week, write down what you really enjoyed about that week, with that specific class, that specific instructor. Talk to your professors a little more. Talk to people in Becca's area about what industries are growing. Do a little research that if you have a general idea what major you want, start looking at those careers. What areas are growing? What jobs are requiring that degree or that program? Another big tip I tell students is when you start looking for jobs that you really want, that your end goal, like when you finish your educational path, look at those jobs. What are they requiring? Most jobs will say, oh, we're looking for a degree in X, Y, and Z. Some are flexible, some aren't, but start doing those things. It's only going to benefit you long term.
Becca, are there things on your side of the house that you assist or somebody in your group assists with the whole career thought process?
Yeah, that's kind of our bread and butter. So we do have a career advising specialist. We offer career assessments, things like that, that students can take, and then those one-on-one conversations to kind of help with that exploration decision-making process. But we also encourage students to look at job shadows, look at doing some informational interviews with individuals, do internships, because sometimes it's about figuring out what you don't want to do. A lot of times students come in with, you know, oh, this is what I want to do. And then they get out there and they do a shadow or they do an internship and they're like, oof, that's not for me. And that's great. That's part of the process. But we also encourage students to look at the end in mind, like what type of lifestyle do you want to live? You know, where do you want to work? Because obviously different industries are available in different locations. But we definitely encourage students to start getting those experiences early, even if it's joining student organizations or volunteering or things like that, so that they have some experience and some insight on what it looks like in the real world, as opposed to just, you know, oh, this was fun in class. How does it look to work a 40-hour week in that type of position or that industry?
That's where it gets real, right?
That's where it gets real.
And everybody wants to be rich and be an influencer.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm wondering what the feedback is like. Let's start with you, Becca, on the feedback from the businesses and from the students on how they felt about the events in past years and whether or not it seems like a lot of students or community members have connected with businesses and been successful. Do we know that?
Yeah. So obviously we don't get a ton of feedback just because it's, you know, self-reporting and surveys and nobody loves to complete those. But yes, every year we do get students that come back to us and they're like, hey, I got an interview and a job because of that event, or I made this connection and got an internship because of this event. So it is happening. I think one of the things is sometimes individuals come and they think like, they're going to talk to somebody and they're going to offer them a job right on the spot. And that's not necessarily how it works, but it's building that connection, learning about the opportunities, what are the next steps, and making a good first impression so that, you know, when you do submit that app or you follow up with that resume, they call you for an interview and then the process goes from there. But we absolutely hear that students are getting opportunities and jobs out of this event, which is why we keep doing it. And then on the employer side, this is our biggest event. We always end up with a wait list. I mean, I wish we could, you know, have an infinite amount of tables, but we're limited with space. So employers do come back. We see a lot of the same employers coming back year after year. A lot of them have attended LCC, so they do like coming back and talking to the students and kind of sharing their story so the students realize, like, hey, I was in your shoes at one point, and this was my story, and this is how I got to where I am, and this is how we can help you. Because I do think, you know, whether they're transfer schools or employers, the individuals at these events that are recruiting at these events, they do want to talk to the students. They do want to help them. They want to share information. And even if it's not with their organization, like, help be a connection point. So I do think they like, one, recruiting and filling positions and getting the best talent they can. But also, I think there's that sense of connecting with students and giving back and sharing knowledge and, you know, just helping students along the way as best they can. And it's really fun to see people that have attended LCC and they love, you know, sharing that. And there's so much pride in that when they come back and start recruiting. So it's kind of a fun thing to see, especially when you can see that connection is made between a student and an employer.
Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling. That's a win.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Graham, so what's kind of the feedback that you're getting from the schools and the students?
Sure. From the students, which makes me happy to hear, it's pretty common that a student will say, you know, I just didn't know where to start, and this was the jump start that I needed. Because that's the most common thing is when we receive feedback or the forms, the transfer success forms on our website, is a lot of people just don't know where to start. And so that's great to hear that feedback, because that gets them going. And even if they're not ready to even take that next step, at least they learn about those next steps. And then the feedback from the 4 years is always really good. Thanks to Becca's partnership with the job and internship portion, this is a very high traffic event. Even though we are a little limited on space, we still have two floors in the Gannon Building. The Gannon Building is an excellent location for this. Parking is great. If you're listening to the show and you have a little trepidation, don't worry. Please come see us, even if you can only make it for half an hour. So the feedback from the 4 years is good. They typically are very happy with the turnout. They're happy with the discussions. They're happy with the context that they make. And they want to come back every year. And similar to what Becca said, I would love to have, instead of the top 20 destinations, I'd love to have top 50 or even more. But logistically, top 20 seems to really work well. And the feedback is always really good.
Awesome. One thing I want to talk about, and I didn't mention it before, but also going on that day is the open house for the new transfer center. So that will be occurring from 3 to 4:30. Mm-hmm. There'll be food, cake, and it's just that, you know, come through, see our new space. We'll be moved in by then, and we're excited to accept students and schools to come into our space. And even if you're not really interested in transferring right then, come in, sit down, just make yourself comfortable, do your homework. We'll have bottled water. You know, we just want it to be a really welcoming, open space, and then you never know what conversations might kind of click in your head, and you might decide you want to do something. So anyway, we're very proud of that center, and we would really love it if people would also meander through there from 3 to 4:30 and talk with us and grab something to eat and, yeah, just be part of the fun. So anything else either of you wanted to add about your events? Anything you're looking forward to?
I would just encourage people to attend whether they think they need to or not. It's great practice to have that professional interaction, whether it be with a school, an employer. Talking to people you don't know can be challenging. And this is just a great way to get that experience, build that confidence, and build some professional connections, whether they're schools, their employers, or even LCC staff.
Right. I agree. It's such a good opportunity to kind of practice those skills, whether you're on the transfer side of the event or the job and internship side of the event. Everyone's friendly. Don't worry about making mistakes. You're there to learn. You're there to understand what your next steps are in life. And so my biggest reminder to anyone out there is no matter what stage you are in your educational career, that this event can help you, whether you're brand new or you're at 60 plus credits and you were ready to transfer yesterday. So keep that in mind.
Awesome. Well, Graham and Becca, thank you so much for being my guest today. And this is Patty Spagnuolo wishing you well, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on the Star Zone. For more information on this episode, visit lccconnect.org. You can also find a complete list of Lansing Community College events by visiting lcc.edu/calendar. Until next time, thanks for getting into the zone.